This is Dave Adelson in Tijuana reporting for WCRS-FM, and I'm speaking with Leticia Herrera, who's the director of one of the refugee shelters, which are known as albergues, here in Tijuana. It's one of 32 shelters, and we're speaking to her about the situation with the various refugees who are seeking asylum and how recent changes in administration policy and agreements with El Salvador and Honduras are affecting the refugee population here. To begin with, how long have you been doing this and maintaining the shelter?
3 years and a half.
And what can you say about how the situation has changed over the course of that time?
The situation with the Mexicans continues and fine. They are passing Thanksgiving, but the people from Central America has very bad problems. And it's sad for me because they are returning the people, but not just returning. It's a shame what is going on right now, because they came here with a dreams about a new life, better life, and when they come back, they come back crying, with sick, and very, very depressed. So for me, that is painful for all these people.
It's almost hard to know what to say after that. I mean, just you sit with it and think about it. How many people are you taking care of in the shelter these days?
Right now we have 165.
And are the numbers increasing or decreasing, and particularly in the last few weeks since the policies have changed?
Always is increasing. And most of the people don't know about the change. They just know they are suffering in Mexico with crimen organizado. I don't have gangs, and it's a lot of problems over there. So they came here trying to get asylum. So thanks God they are good. And when they come here, we try to, they feel protect, and God loves them. For me, all the people who help this shelter is sending by God. It's not just the casualty. It's just because one good reason. So when they are here, I say they be fine in here. No sé si me entiendas.
Entiendo bien.
Okay. Pero I believe if you be with the people, hear their stories, is better than when you just send some things for them. It's amazing all they live, all the dreams, all the situation they live. So it's better for us be with the people, like the journalist with me. He understand better what is going on in Tijuana with the shelters. Another thing is thank you for everybody who is behind us, because I never imagine all this beautiful situation I live with my people, and like all the organization, they are coming to help us, and for me it's a wonderful love story for USA, for Mexico, and the best of all is for our people, because and now it's not just my people, it's your people, because all these people wants to be your people.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to you. And if you can explain better than I, please do.